From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the extension of three nationwide waivers, giving child nutrition programs the flexibility to continue to feed children while promoting social distancing and keeping families safe during this pandemic. Perdue says extending these waivers throughout the summer ensures local operators can make plans that best suit their communities and keep children fed. Schools and local program sponsors have used flexibilities provided by USDA to find creative ways to feed kids, such as setting up drive-through pickups and delivering meals on bus routes. Dairy groups are objecting to Plant-Based Food Association's label wording standards. The Plant-Based Food Association has released standards for labeling non-dairy yogurt products that recommend using such terms as plant-based, dairy-free, or non-dairy. The National Milk Producers Federation dismissed the standards as insufficient, telling AgriMarketing.com, putting forth a voluntary standard simply codifies illegal behavior and does nothing more than allow them to pick and choose whether they feel like following the law. The California Strawberry Commission has been working with field workers through its bilingual outreach to provide training during this COVID-19 pandemic. The commission is working with growers and health officials and has adopted standard operating procedures to reflect federal, state, and local guidelines. According to thepacker.com, the iPick Safety for Me for All program covers recommendations for safety measures while at work and off the farm. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.